The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Let's get back to the movies. The red carpet rivalry is in full action mode again this year as Netflix vies to win the coveted Best Picture category at the Oscars. But it seems like Hollywood isn't ready for the meet cute yet as they keep the streaming service at arm's length. The way we watch movies is changing all the time, with Netflix acting as the great disruptor to cinema, and battles are brewing between the various streaming services themselves. Steven Spielberg entered the fray recently, espousing the merits of seeing things on the big screen. But Ruth Barton, head of the School of Creative Arts at Trinity College, maybe in a way, Ruth, his voice added to the debate. It shows that Hollywood and the other directors might be a bit rattled, are they?
Yeah, he is. I mean, he said rather snootily that Netflix films should compete in the Emmys, which is the award for television shows, rather than competing in the Oscars, which, you know, puts them in their box. But really, this is such a long fight. Ever since the 1950s, when people started watching television in large numbers, and at the same time, when people, particularly in America, moved out to the suburbs, away from having easy access to the local cinema, then that competition starts. So in the 1950s, Hollywood responded by releasing big screen epics. We've just lost Kirk Douglas. Kirk Douglas people will associate with many of those big screen epics. And then they also really targeted the youth market. So you get the rise of people like James Dean, Marlon Brando, and so on. And so film went from being a family affair to being much more of a kind of niche affair. And every time television in some way improves, or you get, for instance, video coming out. When video came out and you could rent a video, which is actually really where Netflix started, with mail order, particularly rental, then Hollywood suddenly starts investing in multiplexes. Come to the cinema, see it in the big screen. So there's always this battle going on.
And what's happening with cinema ticket sales and figures? Is the cinema suffering? It must be.
Yeah, the cinema's right. I mean, they're right to be anxious, and not just the film producers, but the actual cinemas themselves, the physical buildings where, I mean, to be honest, much of the profit comes from the popcorn anyway. There still have to be people there to buy the popcorn. So it's interesting, the only age group that's actually increased in terms of going to the cinema is the over 60s. But other categories, and particularly that niche category of the kids, you know, the 16 to 23s or 12 to 17s, they have dropped hugely in numbers of going to the cinema. Now, not just because they're sitting at home watching Netflix, but really because of the games industry has really eaten into their leisure time.
As a consumer, Netflix came along. It's, you know, a very good offering. It was quite cheaply priced. Now it's having to compete with all of these other rivals. They've started to put their prices up. Is it the case, when you look at other countries and audiences and markets, that how many TV subscriptions is the average household willing to take? I mean, have we reached saturation TV?
Well, funnily enough, in the United States, and this may be peculiar to the United States, they did a survey and they discovered that people are actually willing to subscribe to three platforms and to spend $44 a month on subscriptions, which is quite a lot because you would have thought people would be choosing between them. However, at the same time, last year, Netflix for the first time lost subscribers. I don't think anybody's too worried about Netflix, but you have to remember that they actually have like a base. They're still running on a big deficit. They're projected to break even 2023. That's a long time hence. And that is only if they can increase their subscriber basis. So if people may be saying they're happy to subscribe to multiple platforms, but the thing is too that, you know, when Amazon and Apple entered them, they have deep pockets. They could spend whatever they wanted to spend. And so you get bidding wars, and they started outbidding Netflix for product. And also then what happened was too, as all these different providers come on, they're taking their product off Netflix. So if you're in the States, you can't watch Friends on Netflix any longer because, you know, that's already gone into another platform. So these rivalries are producing a really interesting dynamic and huge competition, not for viewers, but for subscribers. That's the key.
These platforms are expanding. Netflix, let's say, for example, in particular. What kinds of markets are they now looking at?
They really need to hit the emerging markets. So they need India big time. problem they've come up with is in India is people are not prepared to spend as much as they are in Western Europe and in the United States. So they're only prepared to spend like max $5-6 on a Netflix subscription.
And they have a big movie industry that's indigenous. They're used to going to the cinema.
That's right, huge movie industry. Same with Latin America. Doesn't have a huge movie industry, but has a huge indigenous television industry. And what really is challenging for Netflix and the other platforms is they're going to have to produce more local content. So they're going to have to target those markets with Indian TV. And so they're going to have to start up whole new production bases, bring on...
cost them more money.
Yeah, this is going to be a big investment. So it's not just like, oh, well, we just hit India and we've solved our problems.
So, difficult question, Ruth. Crystal ball, 10 years from now, where do you think cinema will be vis-a-vis the Oscars, the commercial success of cinema versus these platforms?
Well, the thing is that the death of cinema is a long-standing narrative. The death of cinema started in the 1950s, and look at, cinema's still there, and cinema adapts. It screams, it yells, it squeals, but in the end of the day, it changes its model, and it and it's still with us. So I think cinema will still be there, but I think the rise of the viewing platform is inevitable and will keep expanding.
Ruth Barton, head of the School of Creative Arts at Trinity College, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thank you.